And we share these words responsively from Psalm 145. I will exalt you, O God, my King, and bless your name forever and ever.
Every day will I bless you and praise your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. There is no end to his greatness.
One generation shall praise your works with another, and shall declare your power.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in kindness.
The Lord is loving to everyone, and his compassion is over all his works.
So we hear about how the Lord is compassionate in Psalm 145. We want to experience it. And the way that we experience it is through the forgiveness that he gives to us. Whatever we bring to him, the faults, the history that we have, he wipes it clean and gives us compassion, fills us with his grace. So let's experience that today as we open up to God and one another. Lord, we need your mercy in this hour. Help us to see our sin and pain and pray for a fresh start. Help us to see the shortcomings in our lives and look to you for the answers to our problems. Give us a new vision of what life can be like. Teach us to hope, to love, to give, and to have faith. Lord, we need your mercy. Let's take a few moments for silent reflection. Our God has heard the cries and felt your pain and has had mercy on us. God has seen our need and provided for our salvation, seen our condition and provided the solution, seen our heart and given us a Savior. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our sin is no longer the weight that holds us down. We are free to live in victory, free from the sin of our self-deceit and free from Satan's power. Praise God for his goodness. Amen. Amen.